Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Okay, so if you haven't heard the news yet, I've got a new book out called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. It's coming out soon, and I'm pumped to invite you to be a part of the launch team for this book. This is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and network with other champions of greatness in this exclusive community of conscious achievers. If you're ready to receive early access to the first few chapters of the book, behind-the-scenes updates from me, plus VIP access to bonuses and giveaways, then this is for you. For instructions about how to join this greatness launch team, make sure to go to lewishowes.com/launch team right now. Again, make sure to check it out at lewishowes.com/launch team right now.
One of the things which is still very prevalent is this idea of sort of calories in, calories out. It's actually one of the most destructive ideas in weight loss because it's so deceptively sort of simple. If you look at most academic centers, a lot of the guidelines are like, you know, watch your calories, watch your calories, watch your calories. And I think it's a disastrous sort of idea because the thing about calories is that calories is a measure of food energy, right? That's how much energy is released when you put a piece of food into a sort of measuring device called a bomb calorimeter. And it's like, okay, this cheesecake has 200 calories because when you burn it, you get this amount of heat generated, right? That's how you measure that. It's really simplistic and it's actually not very, very helpful because you can have two foods, right? Think about two foods. You have one, which is cookies, which is 100 calories or 200 calories, and you have, say, salmon, which is 200 calories, so equal amounts of calories. The minute you eat the cookies, you release the hormone insulin, okay? And the insulin is a hormone that tells your body what to do with those calories. The insulin tells your body to store those calories. It moves it right into the fat stores. The whole thing is that if all that energy moves directly into your fat store, so these highly refined carbohydrates, sugar goes way up, insulin goes way up. When insulin goes way up, it is literally the thing that is telling your body, put those calories into storage. And you store the calories in your body fat. That's all it is. Body fat's just a store of calories. So imagine you take the 200 calories of cookies. Now the 200 calories of salmon doesn't raise insulin. So you take the 200 calories and your body just burns it. That's going to make a huge difference in terms of obesity because in one case, you're just storing the whole damn thing. The other one, you're using it. You've got energy. You're generating body heat. You're feeling good. The other one, you took the 200 calories, you shoved it all into body fat. Your body's like, oh, I have no energy to use. So you're feeling a little bit, oh, I have no energy. I'm a little tired and I'm a little hungry. So let me go eat something. So it wasn't the calories, it wasn't the number of calories. It was the response to the calories, which is related to the hormones that are released. So the strange part is that what we're saying is that food contains not just the food energy, but it also contains instructions as to what your body is supposed to do with those calories. And both of them are very, very important. Whereas the calories people say, well, it's just the number of calories. Well, once you put it in your mouth, you can measure the difference in hormones between the two foods. And you have to pretend that that's completely irrelevant. If you're told to eat the refined carbs and sugar, which is what we're told, then you're setting yourself up to a situation where insulin's going to go way up. And that insulin is going to tell your body to store fat. That's literally its job. You told your body to do that with your choice of food. So I don't see why that is considered irrelevant. So not just the amount of calories, but you have to also look at the hormonal response because our body is completely dependent on hormones to tell us what to do. The other thing that insulin does, of course, it tells you that you need to put energy into storage. It's only when insulin falls that you can pull the energy back out. Right. So what we say technically is insulin inhibits lipolysis. That is, if insulin is high, you can't burn fat because your instructions are to store fat. So if you want to burn fat, but you're keeping your insulin levels high with the choice of foods, then it's not going to work because insulin's high. You're not going to be able to move the energy from the fat back out. I think you really have to look at the sort of very low carbohydrate foods because, of course, they're going to provide you the energy. So things like, you know, salmon, of course, the fatty fish is very good. Eggs are very good. Avocados are, you know, very good. If you want to do carbs, then things like beans are very good because of all the fiber and stuff. Like, they're unrefined, so then they have other things that will work. If you take salmon and eggs, for example, you're going to get that energy, the calories from that, which is energy, but insulin's not going to go up. So your body's not going to say, okay, well, let's put it into storage. It's just going to burn it, right? You're going to stay in that sort of fat burning state, and you're going to be able to use those calories because that's what you've told your body. So you're allowing your body to still access the body fat for energy, and it's going to keep you full because, again, it's going to release hormones like peptide YY, like cholecystokinin, that are keep you full as opposed to the white bread and jam, right? The problem is people like to eat those. Refined carbs are cheap,
it tastes
right?
Good.
So they taste good, they're cheap, they're donuts, right? That sets up a situation. And there's a lot of people who say, well, it's just calories, right? So you could eat ice cream for dinner, right? I mean, if you told your grandmother that, she'd say, you're stupid, right? Like, you can't eat ice cream for dinner, even if they're the same number of calories. Because again, one of them's gonna go straight into your stores, which is body fat, leave you hungry. The other one, you're gonna feel full, you're gonna feel good, you're gonna have energy to do whatever you need to do. So your grandmother was totally right. You can't just say, oh, both are 800 calories. So instead of eating my dinner, I'm gonna have an ice cream sundae, right? Because that is literally what people have been telling people. Like, it's all about the calories, right?
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's like the worst advice you could give.
It's about the quality of calories, it sounds like.
It's about the quality.
Yeah.
It's about the choices, because certain calories are more fattening than other calories. That's all. Like, some foods are more fattening than other foods. And that doesn't seem to be that controversial, a statement. But by the time you get to the universities and stuff, people are like, oh, it's all calories. It's all calories. It's like, why don't you kind of live in the real world where people are actually trying to lose weight? Because that advice is horribly wrong.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.